All right, welcome to Pacific Beer Chat presents Conversations in Quarantine. That is our new name for the podcast, but we also came up with a real name, I think, for the podcast at this point, which is going to be Pacific Beer Chat, Ask the Big Questions. So I am sitting here with my, I was going to say good friend, but let's be honest, friend Dan.
Hey, Dan. Come on.
Hey, Dan. Has a degree in political science, and he likes beer. But not so much that he cares about it or makes it his identity. I am Carnell, and I used to write a blog called Brew Art Inlet, and I have an Instagram that
has the same name.
Yes, same name, and has like over 1,000 followers, I think, which is ridiculous. And I've also written here and there for What's Brewing. But we got some big. What's a fancy word for big? Large, grande questions to ask.
We were gonna call this hard liquor and hard men, but then we realized that sounded like a porn. So, say big questions.
So it's the podcast
that you're not asking,
where we ask each other questions about beer, and then we discuss the questions. So we're gonna start with a beer, obviously. Otherwise, this would be weird.
Yeah,
and This is the day after St. Patrick's Day.
In a candle. That's weird.
It's the day after St. Patrick's Day, and I feel just great.
I'd like to point out that your beer drinking skills, you won't let a worldwide pandemic stop you from getting loaded. So, you know, props. Like very few people
run
that risk.
Right.
All
right.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of appropriate age for beer drinking. How do you like that?
I like that.
At whatever binary you choose.
That's not how binaries work.
I don't know. Anyways. I don't know. I'm so boring. We're drinking Old Yale Brewing Sasquatch Stout. It's just a stout. Just a stout.
It was actually like Canadian Beer of the Year, like in 2015.
I wanted to find the Finnegan's one.
From Hoyne?
Yeah, just because it's usually on sale.
Right.
That's how we roll here.
That's Dan and his poli-sci degree. Telling you which beer to buy. All right, so the first big question.
We don't get the cool can sound, but no, it's a bomber. Sorry.
First big question is, do you use growlers?
Please note that this subject was achieved before quarantine. So obviously right now, you're not going to get a growler, Phil.
But
and you shouldn't.
But let's assume that we are in a time and place where you can have a growler and you can have it filled with beer.
That's fair.
Do you do it?
A little from that. That's definitely more than yours. There you go.
Thank you. Would you say yes, Dan? Would you use a growler?
Personally, I own way too many growlers, and yet I never have them in my car. And I never remember to bring them when I go to a brewery to fill them. So that alone for me, when I'm on it or if I'm within walking distance, and we're talking like it's got to be under like maybe a kilometer of a growler.
Yeah.
But you really have to plan ahead for that. And I don't know about you, but my drinking isn't
beer isn't something that like beer generally is not something that is commonly associated with planning ahead.
That's right. It shouldn't
be. That's right. And like, nor should it be.
Unless it's parking lot beers for like skiing or biking, then you should probably plan those ahead. Or a trip. Oh, or hockey beers. Okay, if you're going to get all political. Only I do that. Carnell does not.
In any case, yeah, it's when you like having a beer should be like something you just decide to do on a whim anyway. Like if you had a plan, planning to have beers has got to be one of the, like, the lamest things you could possibly do. But the growler definitely forces you to do that. Which is why I think it's so popular amongst boomer dads.
That would make sense. They're also the same people who bring their reusable bags and leave them in their car. Like, I constantly buy more.
Do you know the best part about boomer dads using growlers is when they come in and they've got two growlers and they have one of those like handmade wooden growler holders?
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
What are you doing? The thing's got a handle built in.
Yeah.
I'm just going to add handles on my handles.
That was their project for the weekend. And yeah. Like, they found like Chad on YouTube.
Oh, man.
No, it wouldn't be Chad. It'd be Tom.
Tom the woodworker.
Tom's woodworking.
Hi, I'm from Asheville, and I like to work with wood.
Take that, Carolina.
Yeah, that's right. Anyways, I think what we're getting to here is that the growler is from a bygone era, just like the men who use them, the men and women who use them.
Ironically, the thing that only popped up realistically in Vancouver, what, 8 years ago? Which now I think that's when I know I'm old. I'm like, 8 years ago wasn't that long ago. And then it's like some kids are like, I've been drinking for 8 years. Like, whatever, dude.
Okay, so twist the question just a little bit. What would it take to make a growler cool or something that you would use?
I like the half growlers, the
growlitas or the
like those ones. I realize
Boston rounds.
Yeah. Because I mean, first of all, when I buy a growler, well, for you, you're married, you can bring it home,
Share
it with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
I am single AF, not really, but. But I'm not always thinking on a Friday night that I'm going to do that. But those, the smaller ones, are great. I mean, I should probably just leave them in my car.
But then you're planning.
I'm planning, but I like to think of it as just
But here's the thing. I also have...
You leave your toolkit for biking in your car?
Yeah, but I keep my growler in my car, too. But I never actually want a growler of the beer because it also forces you to make some choices. Like, once you crack that growler, it's done.
It's got to get done.
It's got to happen.
Yeah.
And it's super frustrating. So it's not necessarily, like...
And frustrating enough, I have to drink this beer away.
Yeah. And, like, I also, like, I've heard people say, and I understand this argument, that, like, growlers are a really good example of reducing and reusing.
Yeah.
And like, because I do prefer cans. But like, and that is a recycle thing, but like, that isn't as good as not using multiple vessels.
Yeah.
And I get that argument.
It's like a zero waste.
Yeah. I just think like the amount of friggin' planning ahead is ridiculous. And like, I keep usually a growler in my car, but like, when I want it, I'm like, oh, I really like this beer. You can get it in a growler or a can. I'm like, you know, I'd rather have a 4-pack of cans of that beer, and then I can bring one to a buddy's. I can have one with dinner that night, and then I just have like a couple.
Two for storesies?
Yeah, like to try at a later date. So growlers, they're just
good intentions, a little complicated to use, but I mean, realistically, that's like saying it's inconvenient to bring like a bag or, you know, a lunch bag. I don't know where I'm going with that, but you know, like a vessel, it's not that hard. Unless you have a stupid carrier, because those are...
growler carrier. You know what would also work? A plastic bag. And then we'd be reusing something.
Yeah. A beer? You're just going to put your growler in a plastic bag?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, what the hell's the point with the wooden growler container?
What if you had, like, a... I don't know. I'm trying to think, like a trade-in thing or something like that. Like,
you mean, like, where you buy a glass vessel and you pay a small... fee, like a deposit, and then you drink the beer out of it, and when you're done, you bring it back to like a local place, all over the city and province, and
except Quebec,
and they give you that deposit back.
Yeah, we should probably start something like that.
You should probably get
that. Would be a great idea. You should probably
call it Alumacorp.
Oh, okay, I like it.
Or Return. Glass Returnee.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. Growlers are lame.
What if we had, like, an app? I got nothing. Growlers are not... Growlers are just... You got to pay a little more attention to drinking and drinking in its...
You know the other terrible thing about growlers? When there's always that guy who's like, I live van life. And then they've got a Stanley version of a growler.
I know someone who has one of those.
Because, like, just put in your goddamn fridge.
I mean...
You don't need a fridge around your growler.
Those are good for, like, camping.
You know what's also good for camping?
A cooler?
Yeah, we're just putting it in a lake or stream.
Yeah. I'm actually thinking the last time I specifically remembered camping with a growler was in, like, very hot in California. And I just put a glass growler in it. It worked fine because I drank it fast enough.
It's just, the world's...
They serve a purpose. And they, you know, they do make cool... If you have the space, they do make cool, not gifts, but, like, items. Like, you've got a good collection. I've got... This is only part
in,
of mine.
Like, we're sitting here in the apartment, and I've got... I can see from where I'm sitting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 growlers, and that's not...
Eyeline.
Actually counting the growlers in the kitchen that are set up as, like, a display. There's a crap ton of growlers here.
Did I ever tell you about my buddy Tim?
No.
Yeah, he's gonna be a recurring character now. Not really. He's a real person. It makes it sound like I made him up. He used to live in Kits, and I went over to his apartment one time and I just noticed on top of his fridge he had like 6 or 7 growlers, like the regular 1.89 liter. Like, Tim, like, what? He's like, oh, I always forget about them and then I go and I want to get a fill, so I just buy a new one. But they were all from 33 Acres.
Really?
They, like, it was the weirdest thing. It's like, you don't even go to any other breweries. It's like, well, I'm like, there's like 3 in that region.
Okay. Addendum to this question. What
great
is
for
the...
parties.
Okay, yeah, they're great for parties. Again, if you're intending to drink it all at one place, they work. But like, the only time that happens is when it's like, oh, it's a New Year's party. Oh, I'll go grab a growler fill.
You
like,
only so, can do is on New Year's parties.
So or Halloween, parties. I don't
those
know.
The only parties you go to.
Yeah, I'm getting old. What is the most legit growler, brewery growler to have, and what is the least legit?
The least legit, because I'll lead with that, is the ones that are like not even from a brewery, but they're like just from
a realtor.
West Elm Market.
West Elm.
And it just says beer on it.
Beer, yeah. Actually, I have some of those.
Legit one?
Or like I was saying, friggin', my God. Realtors who are the most annoying.
I've never seen that.
Have you? Because they're everywhere,
well,
man.
Unlike
realtors,
you, money, I ain't got no home. I'm renting from you, bud.
They're anyways. Yeah, they're doing all these like high gloss, cinematic quality commercials now for people's homes.
Yeah, so, it's like, a little, you know. No. Well, given what's happening in the world, maybe realtors will fuck off.
That'd be neat. They could if realtors could just take a breather.
Like the rest of this goddamn planet right now?
Yeah, if they could just lay off, like...
A little bit. We might be happier. But that's our other podcast, Vancouver Real Estate Crying.
Yes.
But best? Oh, man, that's a hard one. I mean, I'm a big fan of... for the little ones? The Baltimore one, is that what you called it?
Boston Ram.
I like the Storm ones for those. I think Storm's, they got, you know, yeah. It's like OG.
I'm gonna tell you the most legit growler to have.
Okay, it can't be one that doesn't exist anymore because it's not fair.
I think they exist.
Okay.
It is the 1 liter, close, 1 liter, sort of wine bottle looking ones from Brass Neck.
Okay, the, yeah, actually.
With their illustration on it.
They have some of the best graphic design for a brand.
They do. Like it, and it's that is the most legit. Like, when someone brings that to a brand, I'm like, this person's cool.
I might not have it anymore, but I had, like, one of the very first runs of Brass Necks. They were just boring, but it had their address on it. I thought that was cool, and, like, I never had a 33 Acres. I have a Main Street
you
one.
You do have a 33 Acres. I can
yeah,
see
yeah, that was
it.
A birthday present.
Oh.
Actually, that's a replacement one. Those ones are fun because talk growler stories. It was a hot day in Whistler. I was going up for Crankworks, and I put that in my car, and then the bottom came out. Like, I guess it wasn't fully heat treated.
Oh, really?
The bottom separated, so my whole car stunk of beer. I'll give 33 Acres props. They we brought it in later, and they're like, oh, yeah, we'll replace that, and they filled it with beer. They probably should have done 2 fills, I'm just going to say, because I lost one, and then I had to come back, and the gas, whatever. That's just my customer service experience. But that's for display. It's not even that easy to use.
No.
It's very heavy.
Yeah. It's one of those ceramic ones for people who can't see because this is radio.
Yeah, it's theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind. Imagine.
If you will.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, wow.
All right, you're up. You got some questions?
Are we doing... Yeah.
That was our segment on growlers.
That was growlers. Remember, wash your hands. We'll just say that at the end of it.
All right, after a brief interlude, we are back with big questions.
Thanks to our
which I
sponsors.
Just forgot.
Okay.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go into a liquor store,
and
there's literally a wall of liquor there.
Wall of liquor.
What do you pick up and why, or what makes you pick up what you pick up?
Me, personally?
Yes, this
I,
is the
I know,
format
I was just,
of the show.
I was giving myself like a second to think of an answer. What do I pick up? Honestly, I look for deals sometimes. Which you don't see at, you know, BCL, BCLC, BCL? Doesn't matter. The British Columbia Liquor Board.
Correct, yes.
Let's pad this episode.
The thing about the thing that I'm about to say is...
Depends. Like, if it's Friday and a long weekend, I'm looking for something in 12.
Oh, yeah. But so, you see, you got several 12s. Is it just price? Is it usually price?
Yeah, I think usually it's just price. Like, right. But I want something like not too cheap. I'm not so buying like Michelob Light or...
For the a million people whose job is craft brewery beer sales, because there's a million of you guys out there.
Yeah.
And you're all on Instagram. There you go. The market, the people who are basically buying craft beer, the meaty part of that market, you know, the
just I might like, throw in a word at you. Value.
Value.
Not necessarily price.
But, Dan, like, I would say you are the meaty part of the craft beer market.
Yeah. You're I know enough.
University educated white man.
As we've established, I do have a degree in political science.
So Dan is the market.
I am.
And what he's telling us is it's value you're looking for.
Yeah, I mean, it also depends. Like, I don't want to, like, if I'm in Vancouver, I'm not going to pick up any of the Port Moody breweries because I just walk there.
Yeah.
So, something I can't necessarily get anywhere, that's a cool feature.
Yep.
Price, sometimes something is, like, example, Twin. I understand the reasons why they only sell in fours in cans, but sometimes I want a sixer.
Right. Okay. Do you just pick things yourself, or do you ask other people?
Absolutely. I'm not never asking other people. I'm such a...
You never
ask. I'm a jerk. I don't want anyone's opinion. I'm too full of myself. Like, I would ask you, but...
That's what I mean. Like, do you ask...
Like,
do you,
I think I've shot you, like, a text. It's never at the right time, so I get a response after I've left.
Right. I know. Cool.
But it's always, like, what's hot, what's cool.
What's hot, what's cool.
But also, in like a BCL scenario, usually you're going to get like a pretty small craft section.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get your macros.
Yep.
Which, depending on where I'm going and what I'm doing, maybe I'll go with that. I don't know.
Yep.
And then sometimes I'll just get distracted in the hard bar section, so I won't even make it over to the beer.
I'm going to throw something at you. I would call myself a beer geek, and I definitely seek things out. I definitely like follow Instagram. I check out what the breweries are doing. I get excited for releases.
Yeah.
But if the mood strikes, and as we were saying, like, usually when you're going out for beers, it's something that's, like, you're not planning it, and, like, I need to hop into a liquor store. I'm honestly picking things based on the label.
Yeah. I'm messed with that. I had a side thought on that.
Side thought. Go ahead.
Which is just, like, when you were saying, like, when you're ordering beer, this is a real quick question. Mm. You know when they list the beer menu? Because you've never been to the restaurant, you don't know what they're serving. Do you wait till they pick something you like, or do you wait, like...
What do you mean, whole,
like,
you
well, so your server, you're like, what are you going to tap?
Oh, yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. And, like, are you letting them go through the whole list, or are you just waiting to hear something you like?
Oh, yeah, whole list.
Okay, because I'm usually like, well, I'm probably going to pick the third thing.
It's like, it's so tough. Well, I mean, there's a lot of good... Like, I try and go to places that I know have a good...
Yeah, but say you're in Kelowna, you don't know the neighborhood.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying, like... And, like, I think everybody has their go-to beers. Like, Yellow Dog's Play Dead is something I can always... I'm nearly always enjoy. And you can find just about anywhere in BC now, which is insane. But, yeah, yeah. I mean, I listen to the whole list.
Sidebar. My friends who were just here, they were in Golden.
Yeah.
And they drove from Golden
mm-hmm.
to here. And they picked up Yellow Dog in Golden, which I found hilarious. I'm like, yeah. That's
what's down the road.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
All right. I think
so. You didn't answer what your part was for the liquor store. So you're just looking.
I look at the label. Like, if I'm just like,
but I'm heavy seasonal too. I would say that.
I like to try new things, but more and more, it's just label. Like, it's draw me to. Like, here's the thing about the label is like it's usually done by an artist.
Yeah.
I love that. And I've heard people complain about seasonals because they're only changing like one hop or it's the same beer. Blah, blah, blah. Like, whatever. Who cares? It's giving more work to an artist. Out there. And like I do to a degree, like I don't know. If it's got cool imagery on it, I'm gonna pick it up and look at it.
And if I'm gonna pick it up and look at it,
I'm gonna like look at the name and be like, oh, is that something I'm into or not? So if you want me to pick up your beer and have a shot at me buying it, have some cool shit on the label. Don't just like
so Bomber, you rebranded completely.
Yeah.
You somehow
they're humble beer craft.
Boring.
I'm never gonna pick up their beer.
I look at your cans and you bore me.
Exactly.
Your logo also, I don't like.
It's no name beer.
Your old ones were cool. It was a Vancouver Skyline.
Also,
it's like one of the few things we agree on.
But that's true. Here's another thing that sucks. Have an interesting stuff on there, but don't be really, really lame.
Like
Fuggles and Warlock.
Hey, I saw their new one. It's basically like a ripoff of Kylo Ren from.
It's just Star Wars.
But I'm a Star Wars nerd. I'll look at that. I mean, like, I've been to their tasting room. It's all right, but yeah, I'm not their demographic. It's, I mean, they're looking for the gamer guys.
I would laugh.
That was the nicest way I could say that, by the way.
How many gamer guys socialize?
I don't know. They drink beer.
Do they?
Does anybody know?
Because they hang out by themselves.
No, we're just, there's a whole culture there. They're just as bad as the brewery culture.
Like, I would joke.
Older than all of you.
That Fuggles and Warlock is the brewery where everyone wears fedoras.
M'lady.
But I know that's true.
Hey, I went there. It was all right. It's not as bad as Stormcrow, which I've paid money to spend time at Stormcrow, but like it's too much. Tone it down. Anyway, this has been Dan and Carnell talk about things they hate.
I think that's what the actual podcast is called, or should be things Dan and Carnell don't like. All right, you had the last one regarding something I thought was
a thicker
fun.
Subject. Yeah, this
is
just me driving around thinking about things. I don't drive anymore because apparently we don't leave. Quarantine. Best beer slang. I actually sat there for a while. There's not that much when you really think about it. But it came out of a cool conversation where I was at a bar meeting...
people.
Meeting people.
Back in the day when we could
people. This was like,
three weeks ago. We could be within a meter of someone.
Yeah, we'll come back. We've got a big comeback. And the guy dropped a reference of half sack.
Yeah.
And I love that reference. My parents use it. But this dude was from Ontario. I'm like, I've never heard anyone from Ontario use half sack. He's like, yeah, well, I've lived in East Van for like 20 years, so I picked it up. So that's one of my favorite ones. As a kid, I hated it because I thought it was like, you know, sounded like crotch parts. That's the nicest way I can say that. But I still love it because I like using it because if somebody knows what it is, they know what it is. But if they don't know what it is, they have no idea what you're talking about.
Sidebar. I always remember being younger and going with my dad to his buddy's house, and for some reason, I guess like he didn't have a full six pack; he had like a five pack. And I'd watched that 70s show like earlier that day, and the group was because they were 17 and they were always looking for beer.
Yeah.
They had found Red's beer, and they had a couple, and Red caught them. And Red was a bit of a smartass himself. And he goes, oh, look, five packs. Didn't know they made them that way anymore. And I went with my dad over to his buddy's house. And I thought I was being really clever by being like, oh, cool, five packs. And I always remember my dad like slapping me upside the head and being like, hey, shut up.
Don't talk to adults.
Don't talk to... That was basically it. Okay, half sack. Okay. Mine is a new one. It's new school. But I'm a big fan of it. It's Crispy Boy. Because you hear the word crispy boy. And you instantly... It's not even like a word. It's more of a feeling. It's a state of being as a crispy boy.
It's like semi-automatopoeia. Oh, hey there. University education there, kids.
Yeah.
But I get what you mean. Crispy boy. Actually, it does remind me of like it's a hot day and you drink cold beer.
Oh, yeah. When it's like patio beer.
3.5 out of everything.
Yeah. Crispy beer. Crispy boy. And I think like... The word or the term Crispy Boy has actually single-wordedly got me into Pilsners and Lagers again. It's insane how good that word is.
It plays. It's the appropriate word.
Yeah.
I like that one. I mean, you got your good ones. We got our bro beers, which is Carnell's and mine co-word for just drinking macro.
Yeah.
You know,
her Bankies and Pagnies.
Bankies and Pagnies. I've been mainly on the
Pagny train.
Yeah, they're cheaper.
Yeah, well, for those who don't know, a bro beer, Dan said, is a macro, cheap macro.
A fancy person would call them sessionable, but yes. I ain't fancy.
The best macros, in our experience, have been the Coors Banquet.
It's or actually better.
The Banky.
Bankies
are best. And the other great one is Miller High Life. The champagne or Pagny of beer. And those are some great words, too.
I'm a big fan of also just a sixer.
Sixer, yeah.
It kind of sounds like
badass. Bomber's pretty sweet. Why are they called bombers?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, growler is even also like fun.
The growler is because like that's how they used to get beer.
I read the Wikipedia article. And then
I call it a bubbler.
I'm a big fan of the Ontario ones, too. Because they refer to a flat as a 2-4.
Slab in Australia. Slab. Give me a slab, mate.
But then they refer to the May Long holiday as the May 2-4.
Yeah.
Which is because it's usually around that time frame.
Because isn't that the one where you just hang out with the boys in the backyard and crush a few pagnies?
Yeah, but if it was in...
bust up some bankies?
They wouldn't be drinking that in, like, rural Ontario. They're drinking Molson.
Molson? Smush some Molsons?
Yeah, that's just hockey beer.
Lose What's some Luckies?
What's the equivalent out here of that? No, that's like... Lucky is a BC thing.
What? Crush some kokanee?
BC thing as well.
Yeah.
That's our, like... We have a lot of low-class beer here.
We do.
Yeah.
Kill some caribou?
You got caribou. Oh, God, caribou. Worst experience with caribou was
oh, which version?
Oh, just I had, like, the buckshots. Do you know like,
they have an IPA version? Oh, the buckshots.
And then, like, they weren't cold.
Ugh.
And I was enjoying Gapper Day, which will not happen this year. The Gapper Day is the end of the season for ski season. And, yeah, even cold conditions don't make a cold beer.
Yeah.
So... That was, the 2-4 is a good one.
2-4, yeah.
I think they also call a case different than what we would call it. Case
is 2-4.
No, that's a flat.
Flat is it 2-4 as well.
Yeah, because it means 24.
But we also say 2-4. Like, that's what, if I want 24 beers, I say a 2-4.
Did you always say that?
I don't know. I've never bought that many beers. I bought flat, or do I say flat? Well, no, okay. A flat is literally a flat, like a flat slab.
But it's 24 of it.
A 2-4 is when it comes in like a square box. And then Caribou came up with those weird 20 packs.
Yeah, odd numbered. Well, not odd numbered, but like uneven six. I don't know why six is the beer measuring number.
That's a good question. It always reminds
me. But also it works. And you're like, yeah, six works.
Six. Well, because, and here's where we use our degrees, everybody. But base 6 is the original base, like, base math for, like, civilization. So, like, the first civilizations, Sumerians, they used a base 6 system. Like, we use base 10, like, 10, 20, 30, 100.
How long am I going to let you go into this?
Oh, pretty far.
Okay.
But we still have aspects of the base 6 system in our time, 24 hours, 4 blocks of 6. We have the 360 degrees
system,
six groups of, or six times six, 36, 360 degrees. Yes. And then like six packs, it's like one of those old holdovers. I have no idea why, but I always wonder if it has something to do with that base six system.
Now you're just like, it's like if there was two people, you get three beers.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad number.
You get three people, you get two beers.
Cause 12, 36, 64 ounces total, which is the same as a growler. Comes right back to the start of the show.
Growlers are like a 64. Six-pack. That's why you have to crush them.
Yeah.
That is the best beer slang.
Hot takes.
Hot takes. Beer cocktails.
No. Yes. I don't know.
You were... ABC's doing some weird stuff.
Beer cocktails? The foam thing. So ABC did this like really interesting like hella reduction. And then they like... aerosol
candy. I didn't get to try any of that. I was a little bummed.
It was pretty incredible. I mean, I'm up for it. I just think we got to recognize that like some things taste better the way they were intended to be.
You want
to
hear me go on my hipster tirade?
Yes.
No. A beer is a beer, and I want to drink a beer. If I want a cocktail, there's a certain thing in it. I don't think there's many aspects in beer that bode well as cocktails.
All right. Here's my hot take.
Bulldog, I will. If whatever you're calling a bulldog is a... Corona in a
margarita,
if anyone's asking.
Yeah. Okay, tell me this. Is a Boilermaker a beer cocktail?
No, it's just like a hard guy thing.
That's just a hard guy thing. Okay. Fair enough. Hot take. The current system of beer delivery will catch on in a major way after this quarantine.
Oh, they're going to kill it.
That's going to just be how we get... Call up Clay from Twin Sales, have him drop off a slab of Lowlife.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know about the environmental impact, if we're going to tease that, but... I mean, I guess I was going to drive there anyway, so if he's out doing a route, it's actually more efficient.
That's right. This is better for the world.
I think the apps will... Okay, right now is a time of weird crisis, but through crisis comes ingenuity, usually. I mean, it won't kill the tasting rooms. It'll probably just expand their business, and they'll realize that they can probably do their.
I just mean the mark, like it's existed prior to this. I think the market's just going to get bigger because people.
Yeah, because people get used to it. And I'm like, hey, yeah, like well,
that was neat when beer came to my door.
Yeah, I mean, I always remember there was like so back in the day, it was like it was like a sketchy business card of a roofing company, but it was a fake roofing company.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they would do beer like off sales, beer delivery, and you would pay like. $11. No, that seems way too low. You'd pay like $15 in 2005 money for like a six pack of like
Bud Light. Did you do this?
I never did because I was such a wimp.
Yeah. Interesting.
I like that. Here's a quick hot take. Best beers are canned. Or sorry, beer bottles are cans.
Cans.
I feel like beer bottles are disappearing. Yeah. I like a beer bottle though. I do. I do like one. In the hot summer.
Can't.
All right. Mason jars are overdone glassware. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Mason jars are the
I
know, devil.
They loaded that they're question. They're stupid. I got a beef with like too many beer glass styles in a brewery. Like I don't like a tulip. I know they're there for a reason, but like.
No, fuck that. Okay,
I'm
going to a brewery. I want them to like. I want to experience that beer in the best possible way. I can drink out of like the WD-40 cap at home if I want to. I can drink it as poorly as possible. But if I'm going to the brewery, give it to me in the vessel like you think it would work best in. That's your chance to show me how good this beer can be. If you're giving up on the glassware, like why can I trust you to do anything else?
There are certain brewers that maybe do it a bit too much.
Yes.
Also, if you're going to serve me a tulip, put a stem on it, because that probably means I shouldn't heat the glass with my hand.
Sometimes you want to. Some.
Well, maybe they should tell me that instead of just throwing it at me like an asshole. Complicated beer names.
Yes.
You're a fan of them?
Like what?
I don't know. You go into these places and they got like 15 syllables to describe. You're just like, yeah, I'll have the stout.
I like how you can go to Backcountry Brewing now, and you can just say, give me the new Dumb and Dumber reference beer, and you know you'll get a Deepa.
Yeah, I think it's funny until you have to order it, and then yeah. You're just like, I'll just have the sour. Like, please. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. Even like Yellow Dog sometimes, it's like, I don't want to do your dog puns.
Can I do a shake a paw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I like, do what a about twin? Twin. I'll just order it by type. I don't.
Yeah.
Want one of that. All right. Do you tip with a growler fill or can pickup?
Depends. If it's a big line and you're sitting there, because growler fills take a long time to do. So if you're if it's a busy day and you're holding back business for them, yeah, that's how you do.
I'm very in the middle on that, and I like to tip. When it services good, but if I'm just bringing it in, then no. And do you want to do any shout-outs?
Yeah, shout-outs. Shout-outs to all those healthcare workers, nurses, doctors, people who clean the beds, telecom workers who keep the internet going. Honestly, truckers, anybody who's keeping the world moving. So all it is that we have to do is just hang out at home.
Yeah, we literally have to piss off.
Like, it's... Big, big, big thank you to anybody who's making that work, as well as it really has. Someone explained that this is the equivalent to us being in wartime, and like those guys were worried about like literally bombs coming through their ceilings, and we're just hanging out,
yeah,
hoping we don't run out of toilet paper.
Yeah,
that's about it. Yeah,
our test of metal, we didn't pass it very well. not this generation, but we'll learn from this, and we'll come out better, and we're gonna be great guys. Fucking hope so. Okay, shout out. Just shout out to your family.
Thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beer Chat. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as at pacificbeerchat.com. If you find a podcast app we are missing on, let us know and we'll endeavor to fix that. Leave us a review on iTunes as it helps expose more people to the show. You can email us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. We can be found on all major social media apps at Pacific Beer Chat. Logo design was by Tim, the craft beer tourist. Audio editing done by Cam, known as Cam on Tap on Twitter. To play us out, here is a clip of the song Lothian by the band Conundrum, performed by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.com. www.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.